Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
I am the good shepherd, says the Lord. I know my sheep, and mine know me.
Alleluia, Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gates, but climbs over elsewhere is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. As he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven them out, all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers. Although Jesus used this figure of speech, they did not realize that he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gates for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gates. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Gospel of the Lord. When Jesus said, I am the gates, it sounds like a dead object. But it's only a figure to symbolize that through the Holy Spirit, through his death and resurrection, we have eternal life. Through him, with him, in him. That's a symbol that he says, I'm the gates. Sometimes Jesus used symbols to express something very differently when we human thinking. Perhaps I would think, I'm the shepherd. It's easy to understand he's leading us, but he's the gates. Sometimes not easy. The same way Jesus said to Peter, you are Peter, you're the rock. Sometimes, how can you compare a rock? It's a symbol. It's church. The church is like a stone, strong in him, in Jesus. And this is the church. And that's what the first reading from the Acts Apostles. Peter got a dream to eat those animals that they shouldn't eat it, because for the Jews, they cannot touch all these things. They are unclean. But the word says, nothing is unclean before the Lord. And that's, he got the inspiration, because then somebody locked at the door and asked him to go to a pagan family. And as he entered the house, the Holy Spirit descended. So the Holy Spirit today is working. But still, we have to be in Jesus, because Jesus says, I'm the vine, you are the branches.